Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's the night of February 28th, 1482, outside Alhama in the Emirate of Granada in the south of what is now Spain. Juan Ortega de Prado signals to his men and creeps forward through the darkness. His small squad of soldiers is divided into pairs, each carrying a ladder between them. The night is cold and clear, and their breath leaves a trail of fog behind them, silver in the moonlight, but that's the only indication of their advance. Juan and his men move silently through the scrubland surrounding the city, and those guarding Alhama have no idea what's coming. For more than seven centuries, the Iberian Peninsula has been split between two opposing forces, Christianity and Islam. Once, Muslim rulers controlled almost the entire area, but Christian counterattacks have gradually pushed them back. Now, only one Islamic kingdom remains, the Emirate of Granada in the far south. And now even they must face a Christian attack. A Spanish army has the city surrounded, but rather than risk a costly mass assault, the Spanish general has decided to send in a small squad to infiltrate the city by night and open the gates from within. When Juan and his soldiers reach the imposing walls, they spread out and gently place their ladders against the stone. Juan goes up first, and when he reaches the top of the ladder, he slides his sword from its scabbard and slowly raises his head above the battlements. A single guard dozes at his station, so Juan smiles. Their stealthy advance has worked. He gestures for the men waiting below to climb their ladders, and then he scrambles over the battlements as quietly as he can. He claps a gloved hand over the startled sentry's mouth and then presses his blade to his neck. Juan hisses in the man's ear, demanding to know the direction of the gatehouse. After the sentry points the way, Juan then kills him so he can't raise the alarm. As the man's body drops to the floor, the rest of Juan's soldiers emerge from the darkness to join him on the top. When they're all assembled, Juan signals the way. It's time to open the gates. After only a few minutes of fierce fighting, Juan Ortega de Prado and his men will succeed in opening the gates for the rest of the Spanish army. The city of Alhama will soon fall, but its capture will be just the beginning of a new conflict, a crusade that will last almost a decade and end with the surrender of the last Muslim ruler in Spain on January 2, 1492. Hey, a quick note about the live show. I know quite a lot of you listen with your kids, and I love that. The messages I get about how History Daily has ignited a love of history or sparked conversations or just become a carpool ritual really make me feel good. So I'm doing all I can to make the live tour appropriate for all ages, hopefully avoiding school nights and starting early in the evening, because I know quite a few adults that would appreciate that too. So come out to see me live. For information on tickets and upcoming dates, go to historydailylive.com. That's historydailylive.com. And if you're in the North Texas area, buy your tickets now at historydailylive.com.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Fall is all about cozy comforts, but when you're prioritizing your health, it's easy to feel like you're missing out. With Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your fall favorites because they're made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, tortillas, bagels, dinner rolls, and more. Try their all-new Hero Noodles with 12 grams of protein and just 80 calories. So skip replacing every carb with cauliflower and indulge in your breakfast, lunch, and dinnertime favorites while still hitting your goals. From breakfast bagels and meal-prepped enchiladas to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles, you won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. They've even got small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular Hero Croissant. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.CO. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on Hero.co for more information.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
From Noiser and Airship, I'm Lindsey Graham, and this is History Daily.
History is made every day. On this podcast, every day, we tell the true stories of the people and events that shaped our world. Today is January 2nd, 1492, the end of Islamic Spain. It's October 19th, 1469, in the chapel of the royal palace in the Spanish city of Valladolid, almost 13 years before the fall of Alhama. 18-year-old Princess Isabella of Castile waits by the altar, smiling nervously at the Archbishop of Toledo. Both Isabella and the Archbishop have been waiting in the cold silence of the chapel for some time. There's one person still to arrive, and they can't go forward with the service without him. Isabella is about to get married, and the person missing is her future husband, the 17-year-old Prince Ferdinand of Aragon. Eventually, the door opens, and Ferdinand strides into the chapel. Isabella glances shyly at him as he takes his place by her side. Isabella and Ferdinand barely know each other. They only met for the first time a few days ago. But no one cares if the two young royals even like each other, because this is not a love match. This is a marriage for diplomacy. 750 years ago, Europe was invaded by the Umayyad Caliphate. The Europeans called these Muslim newcomers the Moors, and they conquered almost the entire Iberian Peninsula, a landmass that includes modern-day Portugal and Spain. They called the land Al-Andalus, but Christian armies then counterattacked and gradually regained control of most of the peninsula, pushing the Moors back and setting up Catholic monarchs to rule in their place. And today, centuries later, two of those Christian kingdoms are to be united. Ferdinand is the king of Aragon's eldest son, and Isabella is next in line to the throne of Castile. Their marriage will eventually merge the two kingdoms into the most powerful state on the Iberian Peninsula. The Archbishop clears his throat and begins the wedding ceremony. First, he unfurls a scroll and reads a papal decree. Since Isabella and Ferdinand are second cousins, they need special permission from the Pope to marry. This decree seems to give them the go-ahead, But Isabella knows a secret. The text the Archbishop is reading is fake. The Pope does not want Aragon and Castile to be joined. A powerful, united Spain could eventually threaten his own standing in Europe. So he refused to grant Ferdinand and Isabella permission to marry. Their families had no intention of letting that stop them, however, and decided to forge the Pope's decree instead. The Archbishop of Toledo either doesn't notice the forgery or chooses to ignore it, and no one else in the chapel interrupts to question the decree's validity. Isabella and Ferdinand soon exchange rings and make their vows. The first part of the grand plan to unite Spain has been completed. 5 years later, in 1474, the King of Castile dies and Isabella assumes the throne. In the early part of her reign, she sees off an invasion by the king of neighboring Portugal, who tries to steal her crown, and she starts mending her relationship with the Catholic Church, which was damaged following her secret marriage. Then in 1479, her husband Ferdinand's father dies, and the thrones of Castile and Aragon are effectively united as planned. A new nation is born, Spain. But this new country has an old problem. The southern part of the Iberian Peninsula is still an Islamic kingdom. For years, the Emirate of Granada has been a thorn in the side of the Christian kings and queens of Castile and Aragon. Full-blown war has been avoided, but tit-for-tat raids and skirmishes have continued all along the contested border between kingdoms. In late 1481, the Emir of Granada orders his troops across the border on another raid. They attack Zahara in the mountains of southern Castile, seizing the town and enslaving its entire Christian population. This attack is a provocation too far. Christians across Europe demand revenge for the sack of Zahara, and Queen Isabella has to respond. A few weeks later, a Spanish army invades Granada. Their target is Alhama, a fortress city that occupies an important strategic position between the capital of Granada and the port of Malaga on the coast. To hide their presence, the Spanish generals have their forces move by night. And when they reach Alhama, the Muslim troops stationed there are taken by surprise and the city quickly falls. Isabella's troops will then use the fortress as a staging post for a full-scale invasion of Granada. A new crusade is about to begin. But now the Islamic kingdom knows the Spanish are coming, and the road to victory will become much more difficult before the War of Granada is finally decided by cunning, bloodshed, and treachery.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. Game Time is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their Game Time guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the Game Time app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. Game Time.
It's December 1489, outside the city of Baza, 7 years after the Spanish launched their invasion of the Emirate of Granada. Queen Isabella, now 38 years old, peers out of her carriage as it shakes down a muddy mountain track. She's accompanied by a sprawling convoy of lords and ladies, as well as musicians who signal the queen's approach with the call of trumpets, clarions, and drums. Ahead, Isabella can see the countless tents and fluttering banners of the Spanish army camp, and beyond it, framed by mountains in the distance, is the besieged city of Baza. It's been surrounded for months, but is yet to fall to Spanish troops, and many in the camp are beginning to doubt it ever will. To the frustration of Isabella and her husband Ferdinand, the fall of Alhama in 1482 did not lead to a collapse of Muslim forces elsewhere in Granada. The Spanish advance through the emirate was slow until they received an unexpected advantage. A Muslim prince known to the Spanish as Boabdil rebelled against his father, and Granada descended into civil war. The Spanish were quick to take advantage of their divided enemy, and in 1483 they defeated a large Muslim force and captured Boabdil himself. But Isabella and Ferdinand didn't execute Boabdil. Instead, they offered him a deal. They promised to release him, support his attempt to seize the throne of Granada, and allow him to keep the territory around the capital. All they asked in return was his help in conquering the rest of the emirate. Boabdil had little choice but to agree, and since his release from Spanish captivity, he has seemed true to his word. 2 years ago, in 1487, the Spanish laid siege to the port of Malaga. Boabdil ensured that no aid was allowed to reach the besieged garrison, and after 3 months, the city surrendered. Emboldened, the Spanish then moved on to Bassa. Again, Boabdil blocked the rescue effort from reaching the city, but the garrison inside Bassa still refused to surrender. Now, Queen Isabella herself has decided to see what's causing the delay. When she questions her commanders, Isabella discovers that they think Bassa still has ample supplies of food and weaponry. Spanish attempts to end the siege early by attacking the city have failed with great loss of life. And now, with winter causing hardship in the camp, Isabella's generals advise her to lift the siege and retreat. But Isabella has no intention of giving up. With Boabdil successfully keeping Muslim relief forces away, she knows it's just a matter of time before the city surrenders. She just has to keep her troops motivated enough to continue the siege. So she refuses to hide away in her tent and instead makes regular inspections of the troops, making it clear to her soldiers that she is here to lead the crusade in person. Her presence strengthens the resolve of the Spanish army. But her appearance in camp doesn't just change the atmosphere there. Word of her presence on the front line also reaches Bassa. Inside the city, the defending garrison begins to lose hope. They thought they could outlast the Spanish, but now that Isabella has staked her personal authority on the success of the siege, they realize the Spanish are here to stay. Over the next few weeks, the garrison's resistance withers, and eventually, the ruler of the city agrees to negotiate a settlement. Bassa surrenders, and the Spanish take control with a minimum of violence. But the fall of Bassa isn't just a Spanish success. The ruler of the city was also Boabdil's last rival for power in Granada. With his capture, Boabdil gains full control of the Islamic kingdom. But thanks to the Spanish campaign, the emirate of Granada has shrunk considerably over the past few years. It now comprises little more than the city of Granada itself and a few surrounding territories. It's made clear to Boabdil that if he wants to keep even this much-reduced kingdom, he will have to remain a vassal of Isabella and Ferdinand forever. But Boabdil soon grows unhappy, believing that Isabella and Ferdinand have gone back on their word and that the land they promised him is instead being occupied and administered by the Spanish. In early 1491, Boabdil will rebel against his former allies and try to take back lands he believes are his. But he'll stand little chance against the might of Spain. After Alhama, Malaga, and Bassa, soon it will be the great city of Granada that will fall.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Thank you.
It's January 2nd, 1492, at a river crossing outside the city of Granada, 2 years after the Spanish army captured Baza. Queen Isabella of Castile sits on a horse beside her husband, King Ferdinand of Aragon. Dressed in their most magnificent robes, they look on with regal superiority as their defeated enemies march out of the city in a slow procession. Their heads are bent, their clothes are threadbare, and some of them are so emaciated they can barely walk. After an 8-month siege, the people of Granada have come to surrender. When Boabdil rose up against his former Christian allies, he knew he would need help if his tiny emirate was to survive. He sent messages pleading for aid from other Muslim leaders in Africa and Arabia, but no help came. And after the people of Granada began to starve, Boabdil had no choice but to give up and negotiate a peace. And today, the gates of Granada have been opened to the Spanish conquerors, and Isabella and Ferdinand are on hand to celebrate their final victory over the Moors. And when the procession comes closer, Isabella spots Boabdil. He dismounts from his horse and bows before the Spanish monarchs. The city is theirs, and after the official surrender, Isabella and Ferdinand ride into Granada and head straight for the sprawling splendor of the Alhambra Palace. Isabella enters the Hall of Kings with her hand resting gently on the arm of her husband. She gazes in wonder at the intricate plasterwork on every wall and surface. For 250 years, this palace has been the home of the emirs of Granada. Now, it belongs to Isabella and Ferdinand. The final remnants of Islamic Spain will soon all be swept away. Granada will be incorporated into the Kingdom of Castile. Its citizens will be forcibly converted to Christianity, and the last emir, Boabdil, will spend the rest of his life in exile. More than 750 years after the Umayyad Caliphate seized control of the Iberian Peninsula, the Christian reconquest will be complete after Granada surrendered to Queen Isabella and King Ferdinand, the first monarchs of unified Spain, on January 2, 1492. Next on History Daily, January 5th, 1968, Slovak reformer Alexander Dubček rises to power in Czechoslovakia, ushering in a brief era of freedom called the Prague Spring. From Noiser and Airship, this is History Daily, hosted, edited, and executive produced by me, Lindsey Graham. Audio editing by Mohammad Shazib. Sound design by Matthew Filler. Music by Thrum. This episode is written and researched by Owen Long, edited by Scott Reeves, managing producer Emily Burke. Executive producers are William Simpson for Airship and Pascal Hughes for Noiser.